For the last 25 years, we've been gathering many Israelis, some of my best friends, about 50 or 60 of them on a yearly basis. We light the candles, we sing songs, and we pass latkes, souvenirs, donuts, and we've been celebrated for many, many years. And unfortunately, recently I've downsized, and I moved to an apartment. I don't have room for 50 people, so this year I probably will do it with my immediate family. My son is coming from London. He's going to be here with his wife and his three children. My daughter lives in St. Ives. She'll be here with my two granddaughters, of course, my wife, Yael, and we'll celebrate it here together like we've done every year, except with a sort of a smaller group of people.
Yehuda, how do you teach the values of Hanukkah? How do you pass on the tradition of Hanukkah to your grandchildren? They were born here in Australia. They don't see it in the street. This is a Christmas atmosphere outside our doors. How do they celebrate Hanukkah, and what do they know about Hanukkah, the young generation?
Well, see, I'm coming from a very Zionist and very sort of semi-Orthodox family, so obviously my children, my grandchildren understand Hanukkah, understand the miracle that happened with a, you know, with the oil, which is supposed to last one day and actually lasted 8 days. They know about it. And this is not my main objective, to teach them about Hanukkah, because you can actually talk about it for 5 minutes and that's the end of it. What I'm trying to convey to my children and my grandchildren is the miracles that happened to the Jewish people throughout history, not just Hanukkah. Hanukkah is just one period. If you go back to the Exodus from Egypt to Hanukkah itself, to Spain, and talking about the programs in Europe, talking about World War II, miracles happen all the time. I see miracles that happening every day. It's not, I'm talking about to the Jewish people. I'm not talking about miracles in general. The fact that we have sort of a country in 1948, that's actually the establishment of the State of Israel, it's a miracle. We went through 1956, 1967, 1973. Every time they try to kill us, we just got stronger and stronger. Look at what happened in the Middle East. Look at what happened in Syria, Iraq, Yemen. Israel is a diamond in a sea of mud. The miracles are, look at Israel and you'll see a miracle. I try to explain my kids and my grandkids in that context. It's to show my kids they belong to a special nation, which they have to appreciate it. There's something up there who helps us all the time, who protects us all the time throughout history. If I look at the last 10 years, look at Gaza. They threw up 12,000 rockets on Israel, and nobody really got hurt seriously. This is a miracle. Look at what happened a couple of weeks ago. There were 1,500 fires in Israel, and no one got hurt. 500 buildings have been burned, and no one got hurt. This is a miracle. When I talk to my kids and grandkids, I talk at a bigger scheme. I talk about miracles to the Jewish people in general that happens throughout history and even today. They understand Hanukkah. But just for them, it's probably a hocus pocus.
And you said that in your parties we ate latkes and donuts. That's latkes is the fried potatoes.
Yeah, well, I think because they make latkes and donuts, you're making with oil. I guess the oil symbolizes the oil that is supposed to last one day and lasts 8 days.
Yehuda Rusnak, I wish you Chag Hanukkah Sameach, and thank you very much.